AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Stocks are dropping on Wall Street today as Fed Chair Jerome Powell talks on Capitol Hill about the economy and interest rates. Powell says there may be bigger than expected interest rate hikes at the next meeting at the end of the month.
The data we've seen so far, and we still have other data to see, we still have significant data to see before the meeting, suggests that the ultimate rate that we write down will may well be higher than what we wrote down in December.
Powell says there will be bigger rate hikes if evidence continues to point to a robust economy and persistently high inflation. An official in Mexico says two of four Americans abducted in Mexico last week when their van was caught in a shootout were found dead. The two others have been found alive. One was wounded. A relative of one of them said that they had traveled together from South Carolina so one of them could get a tummy tuck from a doctor in the border city of Matamoros. Shortly after entering Mexico, they were caught amid fighting between rival cartels. The Biden administration is going to court to try to block JetBlue from buying Spirit Airlines.
By acquiring Spirit, JetBlue will eliminate the largest ultra-low-cost carrier in the United States.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says the deal would reduce competition and drive up airfares.
As outlined in the complaint, if the acquisition is approved, JetBlue plans to abandon Spirit's business model, remove seats from Spirit's planes, and charge Spirit's customers higher prices.
JetBlue had held on to hope that the administration would come around to its argument that the combination with Spirit would be far smaller than other deals and would help consumers by putting pressure on the bigger airlines. A military veteran, Hatchet Speed, accused of telling an undercover FBI agent about a plan to wipe out the nation's Jewish population, was convicted in Washington for the storming of the U.S. Capitol on the day of the riot in 2021. This is AP News. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin made an unannounced visit to Iraq.
Austin reached the Kurdistan region, where he held talks in Erbil with the region's president, Nechevan Barzani. In the meeting, Barzani discussed U.S. support to the Kurdistan region in the war against ISIS and terrorism, according to Kurdistan media. The Austin visit comes just days before the 20th anniversary of the U.S.-led invasion that ousted Saddam Hussein. Austin had earlier visited the Iraqi capital, where he vowed to continue the fight against the extremists until they're defeated. Despite their defeat in Iraq in 2017, IS militants and their sleeper cells are still launching attacks in the country, as well as in neighboring Syria. I'm Charles Tuladesma.
A woman accused of assisting a suspect in the gruesome killing and dismemberment of model Abby Choi in Hong Kong has been arrested in mainland China. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.